This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli urges Spanish investors to invest in Nepal. Supreme Court upholds appointments of 52 officials in various constitutional bodies. Nepal enters final of ACC Men's Under 16 East Zone Cup after defeating Malaysia by 9 wickets. And US President Donald Trump calls on US Central Bank head to resign immediately. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has urged Spanish business persons to invest in Nepal. Speaking as the keynote speaker at a discussion program between Nepali and Spanish business communities in Madrid on Wednesday, Prime Minister Oli emphasized that the Nepal government was actively encouraging investors. The event was jointly organized by the Nepali Embassy in Spain and the Spanish Chamber of Commerce. Prime Minister Oli expressed optimism that the discussion would energize business partnerships between the two countries in a meaningful way. He highlighted Nepal as a peaceful nation rich in cultural heritage and unique natural resources offering ample investment opportunities. As chair of the Investment Board of Nepal, the Prime Minister assured Spanish investors that the board guaranteed comprehensive support from security to facilitation for investment. He mentioned that key sectors such as tourism, agriculture, information technology and infrastructure held significant potential. Prime Minister Oli further said that he regarded Spanish investors not only as financial contributors but also as development partners and expressed his satisfaction with their encouraging responses. On the same occasion, Federation of Nepalese Chamber of Commerce and Industries, FNCCI President Chandra Prasad Dhakal also highlighted Nepal's strong investment potential in the tourism, agriculture and IT sectors. The Supreme Court has upheld the appointments of 52 officials in various constitutional bodies, scrapping 15 writ petitions filed against them. A majority of justices in the constitutional bench ruled in favor of the appointments, allowing the officials to serve their full service term. The bench comprised Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Raut, Senior Justice Sapana Pradhan Malla, and Justices Manoj Kumar Sharma, Dr. Kumar Chudal and Dr. Nahakul Subedi. Justices Malla, Sharma and Chudal supported dismissing the petitions, while Chief Justice Raut and Justice Subedi dissented, arguing that the appointments made following the Constitutional Council's recommendation were unconstitutional. The writs had challenged the government's appointments made through ordinances. The final verdict, delivered late yesterday night, came after a lengthy hearing. The Women and Social Affairs Committee under the House of Representatives has decided to conduct a study on the implementation of the Human Trafficking and Transportation Control Act, treating it as a form of organized crime. Committee Chair Kiran Kumar Saha said the study aims to assess whether the law is effectively ensuring access to justice for individuals at high risk of trafficking and for survivors of trafficking and transportation. GSA added that the committee will evaluate the Act's implementation by examining its current status, enforcement and overall impact. For the first time, helicopters have started being imported through the Tatupani border crossing in Sindhupalchuk. Although electronic goods, clothing, fruits and vehicles have been imported before, this is the first time that helicopters have been imported. Auto Transport Company, which has been bringing goods from various cities in China, brought the helicopter to Nepal in the evening yesterday, placing it on a 40-foot-long trailer. Mountain Helicopter Private Limited has informed that it is preparing to bring 5 more Chinese helicopters through the same border. According to the Tatupani Customs Office, the customs clearance process will be completed within a day. This is expected to generate revenue of more than 41.12 million rupees. Surya Kafle, information officer at the custom office, informed that the helicopter will be flown to Kathmandu after the technical team tested today. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has called for Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell to resign immediately, intensifying his long-standing criticism of the central bank chief. According to the BBC in a post on its Truth Social platform, Trump said Powell should step down and share an article highlighting calls for an investigation into Powell's testimony regarding renovations at the Federal Reserve's Washington headquarters. Although Trump originally appointed Powell during his first term, he has repeatedly criticized him for not lowering interest rates, arguing that cuts are needed to boost economic growth. Powell recently remarked that the Federal Reserve would have already cut interest rates if not for the impact of Trump's trade tariffs. The Federal Reserve declined to comment on Trump's latest remarks. Powell, who was reappointed by then-President Joe Biden, has stated that he would not resign if asked, as the law does not permit the White House to remove a federal chair without cause. His term runs until May 2026. At least 4 people have died and dozens are missing after a ferry sank off the coast of Indonesia's tourist island of Bali, according to rescue officials. The vessel carrying 53 passengers and 12 crew members sank at 11:20 p.m. local time on Wednesday while en route from Bonyubangi, East Java to Bali, the National Search and Rescue Agency's Surabaya office reported. The BBC cited officials as saying 31 people have been rescued so far, with search and rescue operations ongoing. Authorities are investigating the cause of the incident. The ferry operator had reported engine trouble before the vessel sank, while local media quoted officials blaming bad weather. Now, sports update. Nepal has advanced to the final of the ACC Men's Under-16 East Zone Cup after a dominant 9-wicket victory over host Malaysia. Chasing a moderate target of 91 runs, Nepal raised the total in just 11.4 overs, losing only 1 wicket. Premarajan Yadav led the chase with a quick fire, 59 runs off 55 balls. Earlier, Malaysia batting first was bowled out for just 90 runs in 43.1 overs. Nepal's Abhay Yadav claimed 4 wickets while Shubham Khanal took 3, helping to restrict the host to a low total. Nepal had entered the semi-finals unbeaten, topping the group stage. Nepal will now face Singapore, the winner of the second semi-final and the final of the cup. Nepal eyes defending their title in the final match. Now to general the forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at many places of Bagmati, Gondaki, Lumbini and Sudurpashchim provinces, along with hilly regions and at some places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gondaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces. Light to moderate rainfall or snowfall is likely to occur at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges Spanish investors to invest in Nepal. Supreme Court upholds appointments of 52 officials in various constitutional bodies. Nepal enters final of ACC Men's Under-16 East Zone Cup after defeating Malaysia by 9 wickets. And U.S. President Donald Trump calls on U.S. central bank head to resign immediately. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.